Blackstone presents An Honorable Assassin, a Nick Mason novel by Steve Hamilton. This book is read by Ray Porter. To anyone brave enough to tell the truth. 1. Nick Mason stepped off the airplane in Jakarta and into his third life. Soekarno-Hatta International was one of the busiest airports in Asia, in the second biggest city in the world. Mason walked down the long hallway, unfamiliar faces all around him, hearing conversations in a language he'd never heard spoken before. Left behind him was a first life that ended in federal prison, then a second life that ended when he killed the man who had freed him. Left behind was the city of Chicago. The only home he'd ever known. Everything he had, everything in his life, was gone now, except for the contents of the leather bag slung across his shoulder. Mason flashed back to a day when he woke up in an 8x10 cell in USP Terre Haute, the same day he ended up standing in a luxury townhouse looking out at Lake Michigan. He compared that day of sudden transition to today, once again leaving one world and entering another. Impossible to say which was the biggest change. Not that it mattered one goddamned bit. He was on the other side of the world now. Different language, different time zone. Hell, it was Tuesday here, and back in Chicago it was still Monday. When Mason reached customs, he pulled his new passport from his jacket pocket. It carried a strange name and an address in a city in California he wouldn't be able to locate on a map if you put a gun barrel against his temple. At the window, a man wearing a short-sleeved blue shirt with epaulets on the shoulders asked for Mason's documents. Mason took out the battered picture of his wife and daughter before handing them over. An army soldier stood a few feet away in high paratrooper's boots, a gray uniform, and a dark green beret. He watched Mason, impassively, holding his Indonesian-made Pindad assault rifle at port arms. As Mason pushed aside the jet lag and focused, he felt something familiar. A moment of pure anticipation, the automatic reaction as all of his instincts came alive and a working plan quickly assembled itself in his mind. If things go sideways, disable the soldier first, take his weapon. There's another soldier 30 feet away. How quickly will he react? Within 2 seconds, Mason had picked out his escape route, passed the
sample complete. Ready to continue?